Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
A pilot cattle contract library could be up and running in the first half of next year. That's according to the head of the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. The $1 million pilot Congress funded in the current spending package is aimed at improving price transparency in cattle markets, thereby helping independent producers get a fairer price. The USDA Ag Marketing Service Chief Bruce Summers told the ranking Ag Appropriations Republican John Hoven from North Dakota the pilot could come online faster than planned. This is Senator Hoven and then Summers.
You say launch in September of 23. Can you get it done before that?
Well, 23 is when the money expires. We're going to get the pilot up and running before that.
So when do you think you're going to launch it?
I hope by the first of the year or near the
by the first year. Of the year. And then you'll be back to tell us how it's going, right? How Correct. It's going to work and how it's going.
I think that is the reason for a pilot.
Summers agreed with Hoven that the pilot could transition into a permanent contract library if Congress passes a controversial cattle marketing reform bill it's now considering. The Biden administration on Wednesday announced $670 million in food assistance in response to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. The Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Agency for International Development will draw down the full balance of the Bill Emerson Humanitarian Trust. USAID will use $282 million from the trust to acquire U.S. food commodities for Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, Sudan, South Sudan, and Yemen. USDA will provide $388 million in additional funding through the Commodity Credit Corporation to cover transportation, shipping, handling, and other associated costs. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says American farmers, ranchers, and producers are uniquely positioned through their productivity and through the Bill Emerson Humanitarian Trust to help. The trust is a special authority renamed for Congressman Bill Emerson in 1998. National Association Wheat Grower CEO Chandler Gould says the high input prices cancel out historically high wheat prices. Speaking during a training session hosted by the organization, Gould says ag leaders are focused on the upcoming farm bill and challenges that face the industry.
I sit on the Ag CEO Council as a co-chair, and we just met with Secretary Vilsack about 2 or 3 weeks ago, looking at continued issues, not only with COVID and supply chain and the inelasticity that we have in our food system, but also the overflowing impacts that the Russian-Ukraine war is having on the growing season here in our U.S. wheat growers, as well as the continued winter drought. And so between the USDA and the EPA and supply chain issues, there's still a lot of stuff for us to cover in Washington, D.C.
This is Inside Agriculture.